Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Mike Calthy Shell, 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I'm going to play sing-along with Galvin here in a second. Remind you, our hospitality worker of the day is up on our Facebook and our Instagram. Her name is Megan, and she works in Bradenton, and she's a single mom. I assume she's single. She's a mom, and she doesn't have a job, and we're trying to do what we can to help her out. You can go check out her pictures. You could yell at me for her being pretty, and then you could maybe throw her a dollar or two and try to keep her afloat during this crazy time that the president seems to be thinking is going to be over in time for football season.
I hope.
Very important, these very important things. He's got goals.
Well, you know, the heat will make it all go away. And plus, that Kenneth Copeland blew it away, so we're straight.
That's right. True. Between all those great
COVID-19.
Things.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Well, you say idiot, but you don't know it doesn't work.
Well,
you didn't try to.
I'll give it to Wednesday.
All right, thank you. Time to get Galvin on the stage and do a little singing.
And now it's time for Sing Along with Galvin.
I'm the man in the bar. And here I go again on my own. I can't believe the news today. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son. Include everyone.
And now it's time for Sing Along with Galvin.
All right, Galvin is live up on the stage. Galvin, can you hear me from the stage?
Check. Not on stage yet. And now
there you are. Very nice. All right, now it is time for us to play a little Sing Along with Galvin. Let me get my song ready real quick, Galvin. Okay, I got it. Let me get a contestant. This is Wendy. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you, Mike? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to give you a song. Galvin is going to sing it. When he stops, Wendy, you must take over and sing the lyrics correctly. If you do, you'll win tickets. If you don't, we will chuck you out, and the next person will get an opportunity.
Can you not hear that?
Do it again.
Those guys in there, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I just tuned it out.
So gross.
I thought you were practicing. I thought that's how you warmed up. Wendy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Galvin, are you ready?
I am ready.
You say you're ready, but I don't feel like you're ready.
I'm ready!
All right, hold on. You are really ready. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, a little Foreigner on a little sing-along with Galvin.
I want to stay around till I can't see straight. Through my eyes.
All right, hold on. Hold on. We have to go over to the judges on this one. What are the actual lyrics?
Stick around.
What'd she say?
Stay around.
I'm going to have to go to the judges on this one, Wendy. It's very picky. Let's start with Carmen. Carmen, do you say thumbs up or thumbs down?
I say and do. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Carmen, traditionally mean, especially to women. Spanish.
Not true.
Do you say thumbs up? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Ooh, Spanish thumbs down. Do you, Galvin, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I mean, you got to get the words right. It was the third word, and it's wrong. Thumbs down.
That's right.
I would have said thumbs up and give it to you so I don't have to hear Galvin singing it.
It's beautiful.
Let's bring in Gio and Pap.
Listen, it's the integrity of the game.
Right?
You don't just give away tickets to people. Like, she has to earn them, and but she got it wrong.
Do you always just give away tickets
to people? Yeah, we do. 100%.
Punkin, I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the tickets because you came pretty close, but I am going to play another round and give somebody else an opportunity to win.
Okay.
Fair enough?
I'll go with them.
All right, hold on, Puggy. No, you don't have to go with them. I'll go to John, though. John, how are you doing?
Good, good.
All right, John, you want to take a shot at this?
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm not going to be as lenient with you as I was for her because she's a girl.
Of course not.
You're of lesser intelligence than we are.
By the way, I think they're playing this in the wrong key. That's why it's a little...
Oh, it's a little off for you? Okay. All right, John, are you ready?
Yes.
Galvin, are you ready?
I'm ready!
Here we go.
No surprise for that double vision.
Wrong.
What is the lyric?
No disguise.
Oh, I always thought it was no surprise, too.
No.
Come on.
No surprise.
Nope.
It's no disguise.
No disguise for that double vision.
I'm sorry. If you get one word wrong in this game, we got to kick you.
Oh.
Sorry, John.
Wow.
Sorry. Yes. That's not how this guy protect the integrity of the game.
That's right.
Can't just give tickets away willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. No.
Oh, no.
No kind of nilly.
No. Billy-nilly.
Yeah.
No nillies on this show. Sorry.
Silly-nilly.
Get out of here, silly.
Willy-willy.
Jilly-nilly.
Nilly-nilly.
Oh,
dilly-dilly.
Oh, dude.
Dilly-dilly. Well, I feel bad, but...
Yeah, well.
It's a big word.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. That's for...
That's it? Two and out?
Yeah.
All right. I'll allow it.
We don't have a lot of time today. We're already up against the clock. We're already running over. How do we get so late every day? I don't know.
Oh, man.
I blame Spanish. If you were a good producer, you would have kept us
my
on time.
My fault. Why do you do that?
I mean, just watch the clock.
I mean...
Just tell me, hey, now would be a good time to take a break. Have you ever thought about doing that?
I used to hold signs up that say break until you threatened to hurt me.
Maybe that happened.
We need more than just a yes man in here.
Yeah, what?
And you're still blowing your nose in here.
You said I have to.
No, he said.
No, you said I have
high sign. Give him the high sign, let him know, and then blow your nose through the window while you stare at him. That's what he said. Not in here. Offender!
Now I'm going to squirt that up your nose.
It really is fun to yell offender at people.
Don't do it to people you don't know.
I love you guys. That's the best time to do it.
Jason Bieler from Saigon Kick is so great with his social media. He took the picture of the queen talking to the people, and he put his logo on her shirt, and it looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's another thing. You got to be kidding me. Okay. Listen, there's a couple of DJs from this area that are famous. I don't know if I could play this right now. I don't know what's on. Yeah. This is Chris Craze. He's a DJ. He's been here forever, and he's really good. And I'm going to show you what he's got on his page right now. Is a picture of just turntables, and he's playing music. Am I playing two things at once here?
Yeah, yes. Either you are or he is.
Here I am, sorry.
In the mix.
All Okay, that's almost fine, but I put a thing on my Facebook page that I'd like to read to you. I said, 50-year-old dudes DJing with CD players in their living rooms hurts as much as I assume the coronavirus does, and people are overwhelmingly agreeing with me. I'm not talking about Chris Craze, and I'm not talking about you know, a couple other DJs who that's their profession, that's their life.
DJ Kitty.
I'm talking about I'm talking about wedding DJs who have a setup in their bedroom.
Right.
And they're basically, and they're doing the same kind of talk into the microphone. All right, people on this next song, I want to see you get up and get out of your day. You know what I mean? I'm like, you're not talking to anybody. And there's nobody, and you don't know whether or not they're listening to you.
Yeah. But, you know.
It's awful.
Put it out there.
It's awful. Chris Craze right now has a thing of turntables. He's just playing music. It's almost like you could put it on a radio station.
Right, yeah.
But these guys who are... Well, let me see you get your hands up, baby, hands up, and doing this kind of clapping over the thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's so horribly embarrassing. I'm talking about people I went to high school with, people I grew up with. I mean, like, you're almost 50 now.
Mm-hmm. Wherever the guy is, the DJ that smacked the lady's boobs at the wedding thing, remember that? The music was playing. I'll watch him.
That guy's allowed. But I turned my computer on. I saw that Dylan, our engineer, was showing something. I thought he was DJing, but he wasn't. He was showing somebody else's. Did you watch season 3 of Ozark?
Yes.
Is it good? Is it worth watching?
Yes.
Is it the same as every other season?
I mean, yeah, you know you're going to get, you know, this situation comes up and we solve it and we do this and things happen. But there's some good stuff in there.
This is where they lost me.
There's a character you will hate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This was Ozark season 2. Well, now the drug dealers are mad at you. And now the rednecks are mad at you. And now everybody else is mad at you. All right, don't worry. I can fix all this. I'll give this to the drug dealers, this to the thing, and everybody will be okay. Hey, Jason Bateman, why are you doing all this stuff without my permission? We's partners. That's basically what it was the whole time.
Yeah.
It was him fixing all the problems and the girl getting mad at him.
I mean, that's a lot of shows. You could break it down like that and say, you know.
But I'm going to take your word for it. If it's good, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Okay. There's, like I said, there's a character you're going to hate. There's some interesting different developments that happen. Did you watch that documentary I told you about?
Yeah, I started it for a little bit, and then I was too drunk to really pay attention.
What was the name of it? How to Solve a Drug Crisis
something
or something?
Like that.
Angie, who is a listener, told me about it because, you know, good documentaries that are out right now. But it was really interesting. Mm. It is called...
How to Fix a Drug Scandal.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's only like a 4-part docuseries.
Okay.
But it's really interesting about a woman. Actually, there's a few different things. But one is a woman who works for the lab where the police bring cocaine to make sure that it's cocaine or they check it and do stuff. She starts doing it all.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's doing liquid meth and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a party.
Wow. All right. That I like.
Yeah.
Tom, good morning. You're on the mic. Out the show.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you,
sir.
Listen,
I just want to give a little shout out to the people at the banks working so diligently to get small businesses their loans for the Paycheck Protection Program. There's a lot of people on the front lines, and these poor people are fighting really to get people money. And I just wanted to shout out and say thank you to them.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, it's so funny you said I drove by the bank the other day, and thankfully those people are protected because you got to go through the drive-through. But, I mean, the amount of hours that are going to go into these banks and these people filing these loans, and I know it's hard to get through, and I know that you're even online, you're trying to get through, and it's been a pain in the ass, but you got to give it time because you got to figure there's millions of people trying to get through. So great point, sir, to bring that up.
Yes, I am a small business owner, and the people that have been working with me have been working diligently. Up till last night, Sunday, was working with me till 8:30, 8:45 at night.
Wow. That's and how's it going for you? Do you have an idea when you're going to get the money you need?
I've got one more form that I have to readjust where the business name and my name go, and then it'll get submitted. And the way it works is they will give the money to an account that they have to open up a new account for me, and then they'll have to send out checks, and then that account is monitored very closely on where that money's going.
Well, good luck to you, and I hope that that money that you get is enough to keep your business going until this all settles down.
You and me both, sir. You guys keep doing a good job, and your morale keeps us going.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you, sir. Good luck to you. And thank you again to the bankers, and I'm every other day I'm going to remember to thank the truckers, because the truck drivers have not stopped one bit. Thank you to the truck drivers for making sure. I was really nervous a couple of weeks ago when I went to Publix, and they were out not only of toilet paper, but out of meat and out of cleaning supplies and all these things that you think would never be gone, we were out of. And then, sure enough, 3 days later, everything's packed again. I mean, really, outside of toilet paper and Clorox wipes, you could find anything else you need at a Publix or a Winn-Dixie or a Costco right now, and that's because of the truck drivers. So thank you to the truck drivers, who definitely do not get the thanks that they deserve for keeping us stocked and keeping us going. All right, I must take a break, and then when I come back, I will hit your phone calls, and we will wrap up the show. So if you want to get in, now is the time to do it, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It's the Mike Calda Show. I'll be back.
You're listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.